I'm Hal Levine. This is The Homestretch, and I am so happy that it's time for our in-studio today. Lee Harvey Osmond is the band, and they are ready to go in Studio 2A. Take it away whenever you are ready, guys.
There's 17 cars out on my back porch, boys in blue are calling my name. Semi-automatic up on the rooftop, they just want to talk to me. Told me what they wanted to hear, the only thing that I knew. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. Everywhere you look is a train wreck, baby. Everywhere you look is a runaway train. Take my heart like a bottleneck, baby. Running up and down and pulling these strings. Everywhere you go, everyone knows you're looking for something to do. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back. I was a brick man if I was an engineer. I'd point that train on down the track, clear on out of here. If I was a man swinging the lantern, I'd swing till it was blue. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you.
You're listening to Lee Harvey Osmond live in Studio 2A here on KXCI. This is The Homestretch. I'm your host, Hannah Levine. And to be clear, to get that out of the way, Lee Harvey Osmond is the name of the project. The person behind the project is Tom Wilson. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Nice to see you, Hannah.
And you have another Tom with you.
Yeah, right, well, we're traveling. We're actually doing this tour. We're doing a long tour, Hannah.
Yeah.
We are a little bit beaten up right now, but it's delightful to be with you guys today. This is my son, Thompson Wilson, who is joining me on this tour and is actually now a member of Lee Harvey Osmond and has a lot of his own stuff going on that's actually way more exciting than me.
Very cool. You're touring in support of your latest album, Beautiful Scars. I am very curious about the backstory behind kind of the creative impulse that thematically informed things here, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this was somewhat informed by some knowledge you gained about your heritage that you hadn't had before?
Well, yeah. It was, I'm 56, and I'm a grandfather at two, and I'm surrounded by love every day of my life, and I'm pretty well know who I am.
Yeah.
And 3 years ago, I found out that my mom and dad who raised me weren't my mom and dad. The people who raised me were older. George Wilson was blinded in the Second World War. He was a tail gunner in the RCAF during World War II. So that's the home that I grew up in as an only child.
And this was in Toronto?
This is in Hamilton.
Okay.
Hannah, never say Toronto.
Lo siento.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a. I don't know if there's like a rivalry, a cultural rivalry between
it's probably
Tucson and Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah.
That's it. Okay.
Okay,
now
so
you
I
know
just
what I'm talking about.
Man, I am so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Anyways, we the journey has been. It's been 3 years long, and I've ended up creatively getting a boot in the ass, not necessarily to write things specifically about the subject, but the emotion of the last 3 years and the time that I was writing this record ran through the entire album. And I was kind of talking, I was talking to Duncan earlier. We did a great interview before we were on air. And we were talking about how, you know, if I was to write, or anybody, you talk to anybody who wrote a song and you ask them what was it was about, or, you know, what they were affected by emotionally, you could probably have them write the exact same song 10 years later or 10 years before, exactly the same song. And it would completely, it would mean something different to them because something different was going on in their lives. You know,
right.
the songs are separate from the emotion that also.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I always, you know, I learned early on not to ask people like what songs were about, but like what was kind of the context that's going on in your creative space.
Oh, yeah.
When you start writing,
yeah.
Because that matters as much as what the end product is. It's where your head's at when you start creating. And mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I was curious about. So basically going through that cycle of emotion of, okay, this part of my life that I accepted as empirical truth is not. That's
yeah.
kind of what you
and I kind of started off talking about this thing that I am surrounded by love of my kids and my grandkids, my first wife, you know, I'm very fortunate. I'm also, you know, and this plays into it. I'm celebrating 17 years being clean and sober. That kind of puts you on a good road.
Yeah.
You know, if I would have found out about this when I was 30, I would have been way in the ditch and not here right now. Also, some of the things that came to me where I was approached by the people, the producers of This American Life. They have another show that they asked me to be involved in 2017. And I signed a book deal with Penguin Random House to write a book. Because I ended up telling the story on radio in Canada about my adoption, and they thought I was so interesting that I should have a book deal, which is...
I'm having a good year.
I'm having a pretty good life, Hannah, and I'm writing this book right now on this tour bus that we're on. I'm chipping... I hate the word chipping away at it, but it really is a big job. They asked me, they said, Tom, have you ever thought about writing a book? And I said, hell no, that's way too much work. And it is, Hannah, in fact, way too much work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get back to something hopefully slightly easier. How about like just another song or two?
We're going to do, this is a song also from Beautiful Scars. And when we were making this, you know, we go into, we get a lot of stoners, you know, out to our shows who think that we're stoners too. And the most potent thing that we have making these records is like a cup of tea, and we go across the street and get some hummus, you know. So they're pretty sobering.
Very psychedelic.
Yeah, very, very psychedelic tea and hummus. But during the recording of this, I just needed to, I really wanted to play acoustic music, have some just like around the kitchen table kind of recording. So I recorded a song that Thompson wrote, and Thompson writes for... a guy named Colin James up in Canada. He writes for Lee Harvey Oswald. He writes for another band I'm in called Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. He just had a song recorded with us by Jason Isbell. So, you know, he's really good. So we're going to sing this song called Dreams Come and Go. Some people live out on the road, and others rather stay at home. And some just go down gambling, and then they're gone. I gave it all away for a band of gold in the land of promises I sold, picking up the pieces then they're gone. You don't leave me a lot to give. The time we wasted, all we lived. Are you coming back or going home? All strung out down on my floor. You're in my dreams, you come and go. Oh, you come and go. Yeah, you come and go. I'm going to the mountains, see what I can see, and maybe find a place to breathe. But you're all around me, and then you're gone. Don't leave me a lot to give. The time we wasted, all we lived. Are you coming back or going home? All strung out down on my floor. You're in my dreams, you come and go. Oh, you come and go. Yeah, you come and go. Yeah, you come and go. Are you coming back or going home? All strung out down on my floor. You're in my dreams, you come and go. Oh, you come and go. Yeah, you come and go. Yeah, you come and go. You come and go.
You come and go.
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 Come and go. Come and go. Come and go.
You are listening to Lee Harvey Osmond live in Studio 2A here on the homestretch on KXCI. Lee Harvey Osmond is the brainchild of Tom Wilson. He's accompanied by his son, Thompson Wilson, on this tour in support of their latest release, Beautiful Scars. I'm curious about how you guys ended up starting to perform and collaborate together. Has this been a long-running thing as father and son?
Well, you know, it's first of all, it's blood on blood, you know. And, you know, you listen to, I can't compare us to the Everly Brothers or anything like that. But you listen to the Everly Brothers, you listen to Blood on Blood or people that have known each other a long time. And if you watch them sitting in a, having a coffee, they interact differently than people who've known each other a few years.
There's,
you know,
this or that surreal are forced, mirroring thing that goes
on.
Yeah,
or that are, if they're forced into a situation. And also, you know, people who've known each other, I've known Thompson for 23 years now. And so there's a different thing. He years ago, he was about 16 or 17, and we were going on a tour down to play the Philadelphia Folk Festival and a handful of other shows. And my bass player quit, and I went up to Thompson's room and said, hey, do you want to come out and play bass on this tour? And just because he was such a great musician. And he formed a band called Harlan Pepper up in Canada that recently broke up, but they were like one of Neil Young's favorite bands, you know. And but they
that's
fell
a good
apart.
Endorsement to have.
It's a good endorsement, especially being Canadian, you know. So as far as writing and singing and performing, the singing is just really started a couple months ago, like singing like this.
Oh, really?
Well, he plays bass with me. So we did a show in Nashville called Music City Roots, and we had a band, Colin Linden from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings and Bob Dylan band. I mean, he played slide. We had the drummer, whose name I can't remember, from Wilco, and Thompson on bass, and me. And we did the show, and then we flew to Kansas City to do a show, and we didn't have a band. It was like, what are we going to do now? Hmm. So we literally went to a music store and bought this shaker and this tambourine and the harmonica and went to the hotel room before the show and made it up as we went along. And we're still making it up for you today, Hannah.
Well, it sounds great. You're listening to Lee Harvey Osmond live in Studio 2A. They are on tour in support of their latest release, Beautiful Scars, playing at Congress this evening, along with Matt Anderson. Congratulations so much on everything, including the book deal. That's something to look forward to in 2017? Is that the theoretical? No pressure.
No pressure. If I get back to the bus, I might write some today. We're more interested, and I mean nobody, you for one, and nobody in Radioland is interested in hearing this, but we are dying to have a shower. Not together, but we want to wash.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, the first question as I walked through your radio station doors was,
do you
guys have a shower?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we're just going to go take a room over.
Well, I was
where
gonna
are we
say,
playing tonight?
Congress. You're playing at Congress, which is also a hotel.
Yeah, so we're going to go there.
Yeah.
And we don't have rooms there because we're on this tour bus, but I think I'm going to get a room for us, and we're going to try.
I think
and,
you can probably work that over there.
Try and get back into being human beings again.
Yeah. All right. Well, one more song from your dirty selves.
Yeah, we're going to do. We're going to. Are you guys? I hope you guys come down to the show tonight. We'll be cleaner.
Oh yeah.
And we'll be dressed a little bit better. And we're on tonight. It's like 7:30.
Yeah, I believe it's one of the early
stages. This is a song. I hate that. This is a song. This is called "Blue Moon Drive," and I love this song. I wrote it with my old girlfriend, and well, the relationship didn't last, but you know, the song is holding up okay.
Hey
Jim, where's your ride? Where'd you finally run and hide? Your motel and the girls are old. The night is long and the storm is cold. Lay your sickness down. Hang your sins on a thorny crown. Yeah, yeah, dead or alive. Every night we take that blue moon drive. Yeah, yeah, dead or alive. Every night we take that blue moon drive. Yeah, yeah, dead or alive. Every night we take that blue moon drive.
You've been listening to Lee Harvey Osman live in Studio 2A. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.